We left off yesterday in the middle of everything. Everything is interconnected here. So we left off in the middle of the Tosfos on Tzadik Ches on the base, going over to Tzadik Ches on the Aleph. The topic being discussed is Tam Kiker. Just to review again what the word means, Tam Kiker, it means if you have a little bit of treifus that's mixed in with kosher food, and it's Eina Niker, let's say a flavor of treifus gets mixed into a pot of soup, or you make a kugel, whatever, and it's not niker, you can't pick it out. You can't say that this is the treifus stuff and you pick it out. It blends in, everything blends in together. And the treifus is less than 50%, but when you eat the kugel, when you eat the soup, you can taste the flavor. So that's called tam kiker. Since you can taste the flavor of the yisr, it affects the whole flavor of the whole thing. So that's just as asr as eating the chazer itself, kiker, like eating the thing itself. And that's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether we should paskan that that's a din deraisa, din derabanan. Rashi paskans that tam kiker is lav deraisa in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadik Ches, beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches, does not accept Rashi shita. We paskan like Tosfos. Tam kiker is an isa deraisa. So the problem is, if it's an isa deraisa, how come the Gemara says a maseches avodazor dav samach zayin, that if you eat a mixture of kosher food that has a little treifus blended in, you don't get malkus? If it's an isa derabbanon, we understand why there's no malkus. But if it's an isa deraisa, when you violate an isa derabbanon, sometimes there's malkus maridus, maybe there's always malkus maridus. We're not sure exactly whether there are rules. The Prima Gadam writes, he's not sure. Are there rules and regulations for malkus maridus? Like there is a rule for malkus deraisa. Whoever violates an avera deraisa that's similar to lasatz mishabadisha gets malkus. That's based on the smicha sapsukim, that the pasuk v'hayon bina kosa rosh appears in the chumash next to the pasuk of lasachsim shabadisha. Is there such a rule for makas mardis as well? Whoever violates an avera derabbanan that's similar to lasachsim shabadisha gets makas mardis, or is it always ad hoc that the bezdin it's makam yanchin shalaim and adin lohay rosh ala megdem mils? So the Prima Gadam writes he's not sure. Prima Gadam has in one of his little svarim the Ginas Varadim. He discusses the topic, whether Makas Mardis is a Hayrah Shua in each and every individual case, or the attack of rules and regulations regarding Makas Mardis. There seems to be, look in the Rambam, seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. One place in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes that that Bezin Makam Yanshin Shalom in Adin Lo Hayrah Shua L'Migda Milsen, that's why Bezin has the right to administer Makas Mardis. Sounds like it's always Lo Hayrah Shua L'Migda Milsen. In another place, the Rambam sounds like he says that one who does malacha deraisa on Yontif gets malchus deraisa, and one who does malacha derabbana gets makas maris derabbana. Sounds like it's going with the rules and regulation. So that's a question. How do you deal with that apparent steer? This is the kasha that Tosfos works on, the bottom of Tzadik Ches on the base. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes Rabbi Yochanan, time of Eloi mamosha osav ein loikem olav, if you eat kosher food that has treifa ingredient in it, and you can taste the flavor, taimai, but it's less than 50%, so it says, Rabbi Yechanan says, you don't get malchus. So Rashi said that's where he got his opinion from, that tam kiker is only the Rabbanan. That's where Rabbi Yechanan says that there's no malchus. Question is, Tosfos rejects Rashi, so how the Baalei Tosfos going to deal with that Gemara and Avodah Zarah? So the first opinion in the top of the Tosfos, the third line from the top of Tzadik Tes Manal, we discussed yesterday, Rabbi Yosef Meir Olatz, the Baalei Tosfos says, Tam kiker is the raisa, but there's no loises. It's only an iser asay. Where's the iser asay? It's only learned out from Giuli Klei Midyan. The Torah requires when they won the war against Midyan and they captured all of the pots and pans, the treif of pots and pans. So the Ribono Shel Olam commanded them. They have to kasher everything. So if you don't kasher it and you eat the, and you cook food, you cook kosher food, and the treif of pots, or the treif of blia from the treif of pot is going to enter into the kosher food, it's going to give an asinah stop. So tam kiker is an iser aseh. You violated the aseh that requires that you should kasher. But on an iser aseh, there is no malchus. Okay? So that sheet is Rabbi Yosef Meir Olatz. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, we ought to apply the rule of the concept of a hadri l'isur kama. When you have a din and an exception to the rule and an exception to the exception, so a lot of times it goes back into the, sometimes it does go back into the original rule, sometimes it does not go back. Rabbeinu Tam thinks we should say here a hadri l'isurikam. We should say a hadri l'isurikam. Yeah, that's how the Ramban writes. We mentioned yesterday the Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvah is masig on the Rambam. The Rambam counts as two lavim in the minyan of mitzvahs in the Mishnah Torah also. In Hilchus Chametz Matzah, he has one lav not to eat chametz b'Pesach, one lav not to eat taruvas chametz b'Pesach. So he says if you eat chametz b'Pesach, you get koris. If you eat taruvas chametz b'Pesach, you get malchus and you don't get koris. So the Ramban asks in the Sefer Mitzvot Manavshach, what's going on? If the chametz is nice and tam into the soup, into the cook or whatever, you have kosher l'pesach dika food, you have a little bit of chametz, less than 50%, and it succeeds in giving an sinas tam, so tam ki yikur, so there should be chorus also. Elamite's not nice and tam, so it should be bottle, so it should be mutam and atari. So what's manavshach, what's the case of the Ramban? So we mentioned yesterday that on the God and the Birag Ron Hilchas Pesach on Erech Ayim has an original interpretation in the Rambam. That's not the way we usually understand the Rambam. The Vilna Goyen suggests Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that this pasuk is the mocker for Tam Ki Iker, and you don't say Ahadruli Surikama. But there is Malkus, because this pasuk Kol Machmetzus Lo Sachelu, this pasuk is a lav. It's not like Rabbi Yosef Miolan says that it's only an Isur Asay, and there's no Makas Martis. No, there is a lav. But this pasuk has no Kuris. If you would say Ahadruli Surikama, that's what the Ramban holds. Whenever it's nice and tam, see Ahadruli Surikama, so there's going to be Kuris also. So the Rambam who writes that there's no Kuris doesn't hold from Ahadruli Surikama. How is like Rabbi Yosef Mirlans? Whereas Rabbi Yosef Mirlans says it's only an Isur Esei, and that's why there's no Malkus. So the Rambam says, not true, there's an Isur Lav. Where's the Lav? This Lav, Kol Machmetzus Lo Sachel, you're not allowed to eat Taruvas Chametz, and it doesn't only apply to Taruvas Chametz, it applies, according to the Vilna Gaon's interpretation of the Rambam, it applies to every Taruvas Isur. Whenever you had in Sinas Tam, there's a lois essay. Yeah, that's some chudish dikashita, the way the Vilna Goyen learns Pshat in the Rambam. Yeah. Pasha Pshat is not so. Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam writes that if one eats Taruvis Iser, the Rambam has it in Hilchas Naziris, but he has it a few times in Hilchas Macholos Asuris. He quotes that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where Rabbi Yechanan says, when you have a taruvis of Iser that's blended into Heter, so Rabbi Yechanan says, sometimes you do get Malkus, sometimes you don't get Malkus. So the Gemara gives you, what is the rule? When you have a taruvis of an Iser and a Heter, if it's Kazais with Zeachilas Pras, then you do get Malkus. If it's less than Kazais Zeachilas Pras, then you don't get Malkus. What is that shir kazais l'teachilas pras? How much is a pras? A pras, Rashi always writes in the Gemara, whenever the Gemara has that expression, Rashi writes the pasuk in Yeshaya, halafros l'arayv lachmecha, that the wealthy people should break off a piece of bread and give it to the poor man. When the poor man knocks on the door, he has no food to eat. So if you can afford it, give him a loaf of bread, give him a check, whatever. If you can't afford to give him a whole loaf of bread, halafros l'arayv lachmecha, break off a half of bread and give it to him. So a pras is a half a bread, the volume of a half a bread. How big is the bread that you'll know how much the half a bread is? So the bread is, Rashi always writes, bread is the official bread that's needed for Erev Etrumen. If you want to go chutz l'trum, you're not allowed to go chutz l'trum. What if you just want to go within 2,000 namas chutz l'trum? So the Mishnah is have an Erev and leave an Erev Etrumen toich ha-trum of where you are. I live over here. And my trum ends over here at the end of the Gemara. So this is Alpai Mama. And past this, I can't go. So leave food over here within the Alpai Mama, just an Amo less than Alpai Mama. Leave a box of matzahs or a jar of gefilte fish or some, or whatever, a pot of soup, whatever. Leave some kind of. Mishnah says, Bakomi Yarvin. You can make an Erev Truman with any kind of food. Leave an Erev Truman here, and then instead of being kind of Shvisa here, you kind of Shvisa over there. That's your Mokum. And then you can go another Alpai Mama past that. So how much food do you have to have? So the Mishnah says, when you make an Erev Etrumen, you have to have mazon shtei sudas. You have to have enough food that you would eat for two meals. So if you make an Erev Etrumen with bread, how much bread would a normal person eat in two meals? If you make an Erev Etrumen with soup, how much soup would a normal person eat in two meals? If you make an Erev Etrumen with gefilte fish, how much gefilte fish would a person eat in two meals? So the Mishnah gives you all the details, fruits, vegetables, pickles, mayonnaise. Well, what kind of food is it? Ketchup. What kind of food did you leave there? Whatever kind of food, you have to have enough food that you would use for two meals. So how much bread did the normal people eat? And that's considered my makom. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to have three sudas, but the suda shlishis is not as important as the first two sudas. So if you leave mazon shtei sudas over here, so that's considered my makom, even though you didn't leave mazon shalosh sudas. If you leave mazon shtei sudas, that's considered my makom. I'm kind of shvisa over there. So how big a loaf of bread do you have that should be considered mazon shtei sudas? How much bread does a normal person eat in one meal times two is the mazon shtei sudas. So how much is it? So that's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah and Ervin, and it's a machlokes harishonim had a paskin. Is that six beitzim or is that eight beitzim? In other words, mazon suda achas. How much bread does a normal person eat And one meal is either three beitzim of bread or four beitzim of bread. When you multiply three times two is six beitzim, and multiply four times two is going to be eight beitzim. So that's two opinions on Shulchan Aruch, how to pass. How much is the mazon shtei sudas? Depending how much the mazon shtei sudas is, so that's how you determine what is the pras. So the whole din of Truman, we pass, and the whole din of Truman is only midirabbanim. So the whole din of Erevei Truman is only midirabbanim. If Truman would have been a din deraisa, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that Truman Yud Beis Mil is a din deraisa. So if Truman, the Tana Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion is not accepted, Rabbi Akiva holds that Alpai Mama is one mil. Alpai Mama is a din deraisa. So if Truman would be a din deraisa, either following Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Alpai Mama, one mil is deraisa, according to the Mechaber, follows the Rif and the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. So then the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, does Erevei Truman also work Menat Torah, or is that only an invention with the Rabbanim that only works to solve a problem with the Rabbanim? But Erevei Truman, if you would ask me, no one asked me, if you would ask me, I would have said that it's an invention with the Rabbanim. I would have said that Erevei Truman doesn't make sense on the level of the Rabbanim. What do you mean? It's kind of Shvisa over there, because he leaves his food. So Mishnah Berurah proves that I'm wrong. He has a Ramban, says Beferish, that even if Truman is there, and a Ramban and Erevin, that even if Truman is deraisa, when you leave an Erevei Truman, it solves your problem on the level of deraisa. So on the level of deraisa, you can go Yud Beis Mil. So if you leave a box of matzahs, an amma less than Yud Beis Mil, you can go another Yud Beis Mil. On the level of deraisa, it works. Okay, anyway, it's not relevant. La halacha is not relevant, because we pass on that Truman is only the Rabban. So the whole din of Mazon Shtei Sudas, the whole thing is only the Rabbanim. But this concept of pras, how much bread does a normal person eat in one meal, that's called a pras, is relevant with respect to a din deraisa. There is a din that you have to eat in order to get malchus for eating non-kosher food, in order to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah, you have to eat a kazayas. In order to get malchus for eating chazah, you have to eat a kazayas. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, you have to eat a kazayas. So you can't have a half a kazayas now and have another half a kazayas 2 hours later. You have to eat the half a kazayas, the second half a kazayas has to be eaten within Tochke de Achilos Pras of the first kazayas. So that's already a din deraisa. The whole institution of Erevei Truman, with the whole din of Truman is only the Rabbanon, the whole din of Mazon Shtei Sudas is only the Rabbanon, the way we pass in Halacha, the whole din of Pras, everything is the Rabbanon. But the concept of kazayas with Achilos Pras, that is a din deraisa. So how much time, Taka, do you have to pause? Let's say a person has a kazayas of matzah. A rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, gives me a piece of matzah. He said, this has a kazayas. Okay, so how much time do I have to eat my kazayas? I'll eat a half a kazayas now, then I'll pause a little bit, I'll eat the second half a kazayas. So as long as I eat the second half a kazayas within the amount of time that I would have been able to eat the whole pras. How much is a pras? A pras is either three beitzim or four beitzim. So how does that translate in terms of kazayas? How many kazayas are there in a beitzim? So that's also two opinions of Shulchan Aruch, Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Whether there are two kizaisim in a beitz, or there are three kizaisim in a beitz. So how much is kizais b'chdei achilas pras? What are the possibilities? So just it's arithmetic. So how much is it? How much is kizais achilas? A pras is either three beitzim or four beitzim, and the three beitzim, either you multiply by two, you multiply by three to figure out how many kazaisim there are. So it's either the three beitzim are six kazaisim, or it's going to be nine kazaisim. It's either six or nine. And if it's four beitzim, so then it's going to be either eight or 12. So how much is kazais dachilas pras? You have to eat your kazais within the amount of time that it would take you to eat. What was it? Either 6, 9, 12.
6, 8, 9, or 12.
That's an awful lot of time. Even the biggest chumra, you can pause so long, as long as you could have eaten. Moshe Rabbeinu gave me this matzah, he said, this is a kazais. Okay, this is a kazais. So how long would it take me to eat 8 matzahs that size? Take a while. So you have a right to pause so long in between. Maybe lechatchila shouldn't pause. Magen Avraham has a chiddush. He thinks lechatchila shouldn't pour so long. But the Gemara says he thinks that this whole din is bidyevit. If you eat kazayis dach d'achilas pras, thinks on the bidyevit, lechatchila you shouldn't pause at all. Okay, so let's say bidyevit. Even if you follow the Magen Avraham, how long do you have? You have an awful lot of time. The amount you can eat, swallow your kazayis within the amount of time that you would have been able to eat 8 kezaisim. What do we say? 6, 8, 9, or 12. 6, 8, 9, or 12. Okay. So that's the shira kezayis tachkadachi lasprat. That's a din daraisa. That's halacha Moshe Messina. The whole kezayis is shurim halacha Moshe Messina, and the kezayis tachkadachi lasprat, both for getting malchus, feeding non-kosher food, or to fulfill a mitzvah of matzah, mora, korban pesach, the shir is kezayis tachkadachi lasprat. Here there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah daf samach zayin, where the gemara says, if you have treifus mixed into kosher food, so we say tam kikar. So Rashi claims the whole tam kikar is only the rabban, and that's why you don't get malchus. The Rambam paskins not so. The Rambam paskins tam kikar is the raisa. Sometimes you'll get malchus, sometimes you won't get malchus. So how did the Rambam read the Gemara? The simple reading in the Gemara. You only apply tam kikar, the raisa, if you have kazayis, terka de achilos pras. What does that mean? So here there's a difference between the Rambam and the Ravid, what it means. So the Ravid understands that that's a ratio in the Taruvis. If you have so much Iser, that it's one, what did we say? It's 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12. You have such a high percentage of Iser. It's less than 50%. So Me'ikar Adina should have been bottled Berot. But it's nice and tam, so we say tam ki'ikar. So tam ki'ikar is a din deraisa. But in order to get malchus, so you have to have this ratio, you have to have this proportion. It has to be mixed in such a proportion. They have a kazayis avisa toch kedei achilas prasmi. One kazayis within, what did we say? One within 6, within 8, within 9, or within 12. That's the ratio. Let's say you have the proper ratio. You have 1/6 of the whole thing is trefus. That's a high percentage. 1/6 or 1/12, whatever, a range between 1/6 and 1/12. You have the ratio, but you didn't eat so much. I didn't eat so much that I had that I swallowed a kazayis of treifus. So the Ravid says, well, that's chatzi shir asim an atayra. I apply tam kiikir deraisa if I have this ratio. If you have less than that ratio, then it's tam kiikir is only the rabbanon. That's how the Ravid reads Rabbi Yechanan. There is a sugya in the middle of there, in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin, in the middle of Nazir, in the middle of Psochim, when the Gemara repeats, this sugya is repeated in a few Masichtas about Tam Kiikar, whether Tam Kiikar is the Reis or the Rabbanon. So the Gemara introduces in the middle of Tam Kiikar that the concept of Kazayis Tuch Kedei Achilas Pras is also the Reis. And the Gemara is not talking Kazayis Tuch Kedei Achilas Pras, you're eating matzah, eat a little bit now, a little bit later, or you eat Chazer, a little bit now, a little bit later, that you get malchus. That's a different kazayis tach de'achilas pras. Here the Gemara is talking about kazayis tach de'achilas pras and a tarubis. What's the ratio? Not a shir zman, a shehi and zman. We're talking about a concept of a ratio of non-kosher to kosher food. What's the percentage of non-kosher food? So the Gemara says that's a concept that rises. Kazayis tach de'achilas pras. If it's 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12 of the whole tarubis, then you apply tam kika de'raisa. And then how much of it do you eat? So the Ravid says, if you eat so much that you ate a kazayis of the Yisr, then you get malchus. If you eat less than that, you didn't eat a kazayis of the Yisr. So then you'll say, chatzi shir, zas menater. That's how the Ravid understands the Gemara. The Rambam, and the Ravid is masing on the Rambam, Mehilchus Naziris. The Rambam understood the Gemara, that it's not enough if you have that ratio. The only time we apply tam kiikar deraisa is if you actually ate a kazayis of iser terka de achilos pras. If you have this taruvas of iser in heter and 1/6 of the whole soup, or 1/6 of the whole kugel, or the whole sholen, is treifus, is a wine for the nazir, a chazer for the Israel, or truma for the Israel, whatever, it's non-kosher food. So if 1/6 of the whole thing is non-kosher food, so then the Rambam holds. The Ravid says, then you apply tam kikar deraisa. And if you eat so much that you swallow a kazayis of the treifus, you get malchus. Eat less than that, you don't swallow a kazayis of the treifus, you won't get malchus. It'll be chatzi shir asim an atayra. The Rambam holds no. In order to apply tam kikar deraisa, you have to be poel mamish. You have to eat a kazayis tach d'achilas pras. It's not sufficient that the taruvis has that proportion. That's not enough. You have to actually eat a whole pras of the food and swallow down your throat. That's the Rambam sheet. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. Why is it necessary for the person to swallow a whole pras of the food so that he has swallowed a full kazayis of the Yisr? That's if you want to give him malchus. But we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, The Gemara in the last parak in Yuma has a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, but the Chatzis Shir is asim and atar asim and rabbanon. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara gives a rule in Yevamos, whenever there's a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we always pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, with only three exceptions to the rule. So this is not one of the exceptions to the rule. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The Chatzis Shir is asim and atar. The original machlekis in the last parak in Yuma is eating on Yom Kippur, if a person eats less than a shir. So that's Bemis, a big chiddush. We mentioned it the other day. That's a big chiddush. The Chasam Sefer points out in Chidushim there, one could have paskin in general Chatzis Shir Asim and Atur, and to argue the point that on Yom Kippur doesn't make sense to say Chatzis Shir Asim and Atur. Because on Yom Kippur, it's not a shir in the Cheftze, a Kazayis, or a Revius. It's a shir in Yisuvi Daita, the Gemara says. A maloy lugma by drinking depends on who you are. If you're oig malach haboshim, so the Mishnah says you have to drink more. Your maloy lugma is going to be more. And if you're a midget with a small mouth, so the maloy lugma is going to be less. So the shir is a shir of yisuvi daita. So if a person has a chatzi shir of yisuvi daita, he's still starving. He's still hungry. So should have here, one could have argued the point and said that even if you hold by chazer and by all macholos hasiras chatzi shir is asman atayra, because the Cheftz is straight, but over here by Yom Kippur, he doesn't accomplish a half of Yisuvi Daita is not Yisuvi Daita. So one could have argued the point and said that Rabbi Yechon Ashita shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur, should apply by all the other Yisurim. So the Chasam Sofer writes in his Chidushim on Yuma, that's why the Gemara Shtelz Avek, the Gemara quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish by eating on Yom Kippur, that even on Yom Kippur also Rabbi Yechon thinks a Chatzis Shir is Asim and Atur. That's a Chiddush. So that's how we pass in Chatzis Shir is Asim and Atur. So the Raivin writes, if you have this proportion of a kazayis tochke d'achilos pras,
what's talk of the pshat? I'm saying nothing. It's a shir nechuda l'chayra. Nothing started.
The chiddush, a very big chiddush. I don't know. We assume that even less is also a chatzis shir. It's a very big chiddush. Why should you say chatzis shir asman atar? I don't know. But that's what you see from the gemara. It's a big chiddush. I don't know how to explain it. That's what you see from the gemara. So the Ravid holds, as long as the Taruvis has a Kazayis Tuch, the Achilas Prasa has their proportion, then you apply Tam Kika Deraisa. So then whether you'll get Malkas or not depends how much you eat. If you eat the whole Prasa and you swallow down, you throw the Kazayis of the Chazer, then we'll give you Malkas. If you happen to swallow less than a Kazayis, and Chatzis Shir Asamana Torah, Vein Aloiken. The Rambam understood, no. The Rambam understood in the Gemara that in order to apply Tam Kiika Deraisa, you have to have eaten a kazayis tuk d'achilas pras. Not enough if you have that ratio. If you only eat a half a pras, a three quarters of a pras, and you didn't swallow a full kazayis of treifis, then we won't call it chatzis shir asman atar. You don't have kazayis tuk d'achilas pras. The Gemara says, the Rambam and the Raibid read the Gemara that in order to apply Tam Kiika Deraisa, you have to have kazayis tuk d'achilas pras. So the Raibid learns that's the shir and the ratio. What percentage of the taruvis is treifis, and what percentage is kosher? Either 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12. And the Rambam says not enough that you have the ratio. You have to bepoel mamish. You have to eat the kazayis tuch and chilas pras in order to apply the tam kiika. The Rabbein Tam disagrees with both Rambam and the Raivin. How does he deal with the Gemara? The Gemara says beferish that you only apply. The Gemara says that you only get malchus if you ate kazayis tuch d'achilas pras. So the Rabbein Tam interprets the Gemara. It's not talking about a taruvis. It's talking about a case. Taruvis means when you have a definition of taruvis is you have a roiv het, a miut iser, and the iser is ein a nikar. The Rabbein Tam learns pshat in the Gemara that the iser is nikar. He has a cholent and he can pick out the beans are tevel, the beans are treif. For some reason or not. He can pick out which are the beans and which is the potatoes and which is the flesh. He can tell which is the rice. He can identify everything. So it's not a tarubis. Everything is bien. The Rabbein Tam interprets the whole Gemara differently. So according to Rabbein Tam, the Gemara doesn't say what the Rambam and the Raivid said. So according to Rabbein Tam, how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? You always say tam kika de rice, and you always get malchus. Right, the Gemara says, no malchus. The Gemara is talking about a different case. It reinterprets the whole Gemara. It's talking about a different case. You do get malchus for tam ki ikir, hadri li surikama, and you say chatzis shir asman atayra. So how much do you have to eat? So the Rabbein Tam claims if you eat a kazayis of the taruvis, you get malchus. Even though it only has a mashuhu of the yisa, you eat a kazayis of the taruvis, you get malchus. So this is a tremendous chiddush. Let's just review again. Yesterday we started. How much non-kosher food does a person have to eat in order to get malchus? So it starts with the Mishnah and the end of malchus. Reb Shimon says, kol shehu l'malchus. Reb Shimon denies that you need a kazayas. There's no such halacha. If you eat a mashahu of non-kosher food, you already get malchus. But we have our halacha Moshe Mitzinai that macholos asuris, there is a sheer kazayas in connection with macholos asuris. He says, yeah, l'armah kazayas l'linyan karbon belvad. In order to know why you chayv kares, in order to be chayv kares, you have to eat a kazayas of chelev adam. There's no kares on basa b'cholav, there's no kares on avela, there's no kares on chaza, but on chelev adam there's kares, so there'll only be kares if he ate a kazayis. What's a nafkamina whether there's kares or there's no kares? Nafkamina, if a person eats chelev adam b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatos. So that's only a liyomer kazayis eliyin a chatos b'lvad. That's what Rab Shimon says in the Mishnah, in the end of Malkus, the last parak of Malkus. He says that to get Malkus, he had get Malkus even on a chatzishir. He's like, he clearly holds like Rab Yechanan. The chatzishir is awesome and atar. He says that you get Malkus also. So we don't accept Rab Shimon's opinion. We pass the chatzishir. Is ain't a loike. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Chatzishir is Asmanatar, but ain't a loikin. So how much Issa do you have to eat? So the Gemara has a machalekis hatanoin. Let's say a person eats a half a gezais of basa b'cholov and a half a gezais of nevela. Tech de achilas pras, he eats it together. So does he get malchus or not? He didn't have a gezais of nevela and he didn't have a gezais of basa b'cholov, but he ate a gezais of non-kosher food. Half a gezais is non-kosher because of basa b'cholov. The other half of Kazayis is non-kosher because it's nevel. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So Rameir holds Isurim it's tarfim zem zeh. Bottom line, you ate a Kazayis of non-kosher food, took the achilas pras. So Rameir is of the opinion that you get malchus. Why? So the Gemara says, but you have to have shem echot. So Rameir says, you have shem echot. L'sechol kol te'evon. You're not allowed to eat any non-kosher food. And we don't accept Rameir's opinion. We pass from that any Isurim it's tarfim zem zeh. You'll only get malchus if you ate a kazayis of nevela, kazayis of basa b'cholav. Half a kazayis of nevela, half a kazayis of basa b'cholav, not mitztar from yachad. The only time there's a Mishnah in Me'ila, of all places, Mishnah Me'ila says, when are isurim mitztar from zem zeh? Only if it's shmoseim shovim and shiureim shovim. So the Mishnah gives an example. I'm not a kohen. If I'll eat a kazayis of truma, I'll get malchus. It's a lav in the Torah. I'm non-kohen. Is not permitted to eat truma. So then the Mishnah says, not only is a non-kohen not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat challah. Challah is the same as truma. He's not allowed to eat maisa min ha-maisa, also has a din of truma, truma's maisa. And he's not allowed to eat bikurim. Bikurim also has a din of truma. So the Mishnah has this din. What if a non-kohen, a zar, a levi or Yisrael, eats a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim, a quarter of a kazayis of challah, a quarter of a kazayis of truma, and the quarter kazayis of maisa min ha-maisa, and he eats it all together, tuch kedei achilas pras. So the Mishnah says that you'll be loike, because that's all shem echot, it's all shem truma. But if you'll have a half a kazayis of basa b'cholav and half a kazayis of nevela, we don't accept Rameh's opinion. Rameh holds isurim mitztar from zeh mizeh, because you have this isa kloli of l'sech kol te'eva, kol sheti apti l'cho, so we don't accept that opinion. We pass, and it's only, you're only loike if you eat a kazayis of one iser, or if it's shmoseim shavim and shireim shavim. The shiris kazayis for all four, for truma, for bikurim, for chala, for trumas maiser, the shiris kazayis, and it's shmoseim shavim, it's all shem echot. So that's when it's mitzvah from yachad. So how do we pass from l'alocha? In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of one iser. If you eat a half a kazayis of one iser, half a kazayis of another iser, you're not like it. What if you have a half a kazayis of iser and a half a kazayis of heter, and you eat it together? So that's the dachah kal v'chaymer. Ma'adach we paskin any surim is tarfim zem zeh. You have a half a kazayis of basa b'cholo, and a half a kazayis of nevela, they're not mitztarfim yachad. So we certainly were not paskin heter mitztarf l'iser. For sure not. The Gemara says there's one opinion in the Tanaim. Kain to Reb Shimon, you don't need the heter to be mitzvah for the Yisa. If you eat a half a gezeis of Yisa, he says kol shul the malchus. Shimon holds you get malchus on eating a chatzi zeis. Lo yomer kazeis elalinyan korban melvad. Only for koris and for korban, for chatos. So those Tanaim who disagree with Reb Shimon, so some of them hold a little bit like Reb Shimon. They hold you have to eat a kazayis, but they hold heter mitzvah for the Yisa and kol haTorah kula. And we obviously do not paskin like that. Not only do we not accept hetem and starf l'isa, we don't even paskin isurim and starf mzeh mzeh, even if you have a hefe gazayis of isa, hefe gazayis of hetem. We wouldn't say that you get Malkus. So here the Rabbi Natan comes along. The Rosh quotes the whole Rabbi Natan from the Sefer Yosha. Rabbi Natan comes along and he says, if you have a little bit of chazashmalz mixed into the soup or into the kugel, whatever, and you can taste it. Without the chazashmalz, it tastes like potato kugel. Now with the chazashmalz, it tastes greasy. It tastes even better. Nice and tam shrach, gives it more geschmack. So the Rabbi Natan says, if you eat a kazayas of the kugel, you get malchus. Since we pass kentam ki kaderais, if you eat a kazayas of the kugel, you get malchus. So all the Rishonim ask, how can it be? Hetem et starf lisa? We don't pass kan hetem et starf lisa. There was one tano how like that. That's not the accepted opinion. So the Rabbi Natan holds that that's not a kasha. Hetem et starf lisa, that's not accepted. That means I'm eating a ham sandwich. The ham was never nivla into the bread. I'm eating bread. A slice of bread on top, slice of bread on the bottom with the ham in between. So the chazer was never nivla into the bread. So one tana holds hetem et starf liyisr, since you're eating everything together, so you get malchus, you ate a kazayis, so it's ein achila b'chusim b'kazayis, you ate an achila. And part of that achila was macholos asuras, was chazer, so you did an achila on the chazer. But the Rabbi Natan's talking a case where the yisr was mispashe, the yisr was nice and tam into the heter. I made a kugel, I made a cholent, I made a soup, and I blended in the yisr into the whole thing. So the Rabbi Natan sheet is that if you eat a kazayis min atarub, it's your loike. Where does he get this from? Against. So that's what Achreinim said, that the Rabbi Natan says chaticha nas nevele b'shari sirm is l'shitosai. That's what they want to say. So that's what I'm going to explain. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it. I'll explain. So the Achreinim all say like that. Rabbi Natan l'shitosai. Yeah. Where did the Rabbi Natan get this from? The Rambam and the Rav had read the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin that you'll only get malchus if you eat the whole pras. If you eat the whole pras and you swallow down your throat a full kazayis of the yisr, you had kazayis stuck to achilas pras, and you ate the whole pras, then you get malchus. So the Rambam holds, if you don't eat but poil mamish kazayis to achilas pras, the whole tam kikar is only the rabbon. You only apply tam kikar the rice if you actually eat a kazayis stuck to achilas pras. The Ravid says, no, that's a shear in the ratio. That's a shear in the proportion of the yisr with the hetter. It's not a shear how much you eat. If you eat less than, if you swallow less than a kazayis of nevela, it's a chatz shear asmanatar. If you eat so much that you swallow the whole kazayis of nevela, then you get malchus. It'll be chatz shear asmanatar. But they both assume that you're only going to get, Rambam and the Rav both understood pasha b'shat nigmar. You only get malchus if you swallowed so much of the yisr, you swallow so much of the tarubis that you swallow the kazayis of the yisr. Rabbi Natan quoted by the Rosh. Doesn't really quote it. Rabbi Natan, quoted by the Rosh, and Dav Tzarekeh says, if you eat a kazayis min atarubis, you get malchus. So where did the Rabbi Natan, how did Rabbi Natan know that that's so? So the Rosh says, Araya from a beferish in Mishnah in Mishnah is chala. The din is, when you make bread or cake or cookies, how does it say, kisavayal ha'aretz? No. B'vayachim al ha'aretz. Forgot how it says in the Chumash. You have to be mafresh chala. So the Mishnah has a din. You only have to be mafresh chala if you made the bread or the cake or the cookies from the chameshes mini dogim. What if you made the cake? What if you made the bread from rice? So that's a machlekes hatanai, where the rice is bole dechim otzanat. Is that from the mini hadogim? So Becha Menuri is of the opinion that the oir is min dogim hu. V'chayav malchim mutzakaris. Adam yetzdecha basa bepesach and yechai bechala. Rabbi Yechman Nuri is of the opinion that rice has the status of chameshes mini dogan, and more than 5 mini madogan, 6 mini madogan, fine. The 6 min is rice. And the Tanaim disagree, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Mar says the end of Pesach, leis l'chosh tohad Rabbi Yechman Nuri. We're not machma for his opinion. We don't hold like Rabbi Yechman Nuri at all. You're allowed to eat rice on Pesach. That's really Mar says. Nothing wrong with eating rice on Pesach. It's not bole dechim, you can let it sit in water as long as you want, and there's no concern. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. The Balamor says in that Gemara, he heard that some people started a meaning not to eat rice on Pesach. He said, what are they talking about? It's enough in the Gemara. How can you start a meaning that's against the Gemara? Okay. Throughout all the generations, there were Gedolim who were unhappy with the meaning of kidneys. The Chacham Tzvi has a whole attack. He thinks that the meaning shtus, we should do away with the meaning. Okay, that's what the Balamor basically says. The same thing on that Gemara. The Gemara said, we don't pass like Rabbi Chaim Menuri. So the Mishnah says, however, what if you mix rice with water, flour, rice flour with water, and you let it sit and you make a cake, a bread, whatever, not chayv and challah. But what if you mixed a little bit of wheat flour in with the rice, and the wheat flour is nice and tam into the rice, and now when you bake it, it doesn't taste like rice only. It tastes like rice, but it also has the flavor of the wheat in it. So then the Mishnah says that the flour is chayv b'challah. So the Rosh quotes a Gemara and the Bavli in Zvachim, that Mishnah indicates that Tam Kikar is a Din D'Oraisa. The fact that the Chitim flour is nice and tam into the rice flour, and therefore everything is Chayv and Challah. So that's based on the assumption that Tam Kikar is D'Oraisa. So the Rosh says, and the Mishnah doesn't say that you're only Chayv and Challah if you mixed in so much wheat flour that you have a Kishir. In order to be chayv b'challah, you have to have a minimum amount of flour that you're making into a dough. If you use only 2 pounds of flour, 2.5 pounds of flour, you're not chayv b'challah. You have to have a minimum around 3 pounds of flour. So the shaila what the shear is, Rav Henkin years ago said between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, mafresh challah without a bracha, and 5 pounds of flour, mafresh challah with a bracha, roughly. Okay. So the Rosh says, the Mishnah doesn't say you have to have so much wheat flour mixed into the rice flour. If you have a little bit of wheat flour to the sufficient flour to the extent that it's nice and tam, when you eat the baked bread or cake or cookies, whatever, later on the besof, it doesn't only taste like rice. You can also discern the flavor of the wheat flour that was mixed in. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, you see the tam kikar, the rice. So therefore you chayv b'challah. But you don't have a kishir of wheat flour. So you see like the Rabbeinu Tam, that everything is mitzarif to the shir. So that Mishnah is talking about a shir, chayv challah. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about a shir for you getting malchus, feeding treifas. But you see, it's all the same thing. Whenever you have something mixed into, an ingredient mixed into a whole mixture, and it's less than 50%, it's in the miut, but it succeeds in the sinas tam. So you say, tam ki ikir, it doesn't become mizbatel, and the whole thing is mitzarif to the shir. Everything is mitzarif to the shir. That's the rush b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. That's the rush's raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a peledikid din. We don't understand bechalal the din. Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal. Rav Chaim has in the sefer. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal to explain the Rav Chaim. Let's say on Pesach night you have to eat a kazayis of matzah. So let's say I'll have applesauce, and I'll take a matzah and I'll soak it in the applesauce for 24 hours. And I'll give in the sinas tam kavish kemevushal. So would anybody think that if you eat a kazayis of the applesauce, you yaitse? Because tam kika deraisa. So you have an sinas tam of the matzah in the applesauce. But bottom line, you ate applesauce. You didn't eat matzah. It has a tam of matzah in it. You're not yaitse the mitzvah with tam of matzah. Even if you say tam kiker, how can you say yaitse the mitzvah by eating a kazayis of applesauce? So there's the chapel over here. What's pshat over here? Because you say, what's pshat in this Gemara in the Bavli and Zvachim? The Gemara says in Zvachim, explaining that Mishnah in Challah, that if you have Isa min ha'orez, I made a dough using rice flour, and I mixed in, so you're not chayv in Challah. We paskan against Rabbi Yechon Manuri, leis l'chosh l'hod Rabbi Yechon Manuri. But if I mix in a little bit of wheat flour, or barley flour, to the extent that it's nice and tam, so then all of a sudden it is chayv and challah because tam kikar. What does it help tam kikar? Just like the tam of the matzah in the applesauce. How does that help tam kikar? So the Rosh quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban has a whole chibur on challah. Ramban has hilchas challah. Whenever there was no riff, so the Ramban wrote an imitation riff. So he wrote a chibur, hilchas challah l'har Ramban. So the Ramban and hilchas challah, challah is only 4 prakim in Mishnayos. So the Ramban has the whole chibur on hilchas challah. So the Ramban quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the reason why it's all chayv and challah is because of grera. What does grera mean? Grera means that the wheat flour that you mixed in to the rice flour has a chemical effect on all of the rice flour, that now it is bolei dechimutz. If you would have only had rice alone mixed with water, it's not bolei dechimutz. But once you mix in a little bit of wheat flour, a barley flour, so then it's gorer. Then it has a chemical effect. The wheat flour has a chemical effect on the rice flour that the whole thing is not bole dechimah. The whole thing is bole dechimah. So it's, there is no halacha moshe misin. It has to be dafka chameshes minei dogan. If you have another kind of grain, it's also good. That was the machloikis hatanoim about oriz v'dochin. They weren't arguing about what the halacha of Moshe Messina was. Yerushalmi asks in the Chala, we mentioned it, Yerushalmi asks in the Chala, how can you have a machlekes hatanaim and metzias, where the rice is bole de chimitz and not bole de chimitz? Why didn't they experiment and mix rice with water and see if it's bole de chimitz or not? So Yerushalmi says, about it, they did experiment. They're not going to argue philosophy. They mixed the rice with water and they saw the reaction that it caused. And that was the machlekes hatanaim. Where did he draw the line? So Rabbi Chaim and the Rish said, that's called chimitz. And the other tanaim said, that's called sirchon. That chemical effect is not called chimitz, that's called sirchon. So this, the Yerushalmi says, this they all agree. If you mix rice with water and you throw in a little bit of wheat flour, a barley flour, or oats flour, whatever it is, that, and now the whole thing is bole de chimotz, so that's called greira. So in this case, the oris has a status like a mindoga. That's a pella. We don't understand how did the Bavli see from that Mishnah that Tam Ki Iker is deraisa. Even if you hold Tam Ki Iker is never deraisa, but greira is a different thing. Greira, it causes that the whole thing becomes bole de chimotz now. So the Yerushalmi gives the explanation of greira. That's the question. Can these two live in harmony? Can these two ideas live in peace and harmony together? That the Bavli in Zvachim says that Mishnah in Chala is based on the principle of Tam Ki Iker deraisa, and the Yerushalmi explains that the Mishnah is based on the concept of greira. Greira is a chemical metzias, that now the whole taruvus is bole de chimotz. The whole thing is bole de chimotz. So here even the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Chaim and Nuri. The whole thing, and this kind of situation, so the oris is called bole de chimotz. So now it is chayv and chalmah. So, the Gemara says that Mishnah is based on Tam Ki Iker deraisa. Yeah. And the Rosh, and the Rosh quoting the Ramban, they quote the Bavli with the Yerushalmi, and everything fits in. So how can it fit in together? The two opposing interpretations. That's where Reb Chaim breaks his head, and he has an Sefer on the Rambam. He tries to explain how can the two blend in together. The Pashtus is, once you have the explanation of Greira, so you don't need. So you don't have to come on to Tam Ki Iker deraisa. What does it have to do with Tam Ki Iker? Tam Ki Iker is not sufficient. Tam Ki Iker is not going to explain why it's chayv and chala. It's a pella. So Reb Chaim works very hard on him. It's a shvera pshat. It's very difficult. I'll call upon him, that's the Rosh's raya. The Rosh says, how does the Rabbein and Tam know that if you have a taruvus of Issa v'heter, and the Issa is nice and Tam and the heter, that you, not only do you say Tam Ki Iker deraisa, you're not allowed to eat the heter because you can taste the flavor. If you lead a kazais of taruvus, you'll be loike. You don't even have to eat so much of the tarubis. There's no need to eat so much that you've swallowed down your throat a kazais of the Issa. Not like the Rambam and the Raivin. If you just eat a kazais of the tarubis, so the Rosh quotes Rabbi Natam, that's enough to be loike. So what's his raya in the Mishnah Chala? That the Bavli says in Zvachim, that Mishnah Chala, if you mix in a little bit of flour from chitim or from seorim into the orez, and it's nice and tam, the chitim is nice and tam into the oris. So because Tam Ki Iker, so the whole thing is chayv and chala, not just that proportion, the whole thing is chayv and chala. So that's where Rabbi Natam got his idea from, that if you eat a kazais from the taruv, it's your loike. Yeah, so how do you understand the halacha of we don't paskin hetem et star for liyisim? We don't paskin hetem et star for liyisim. So the Rishonim explain what's going on. The Rishonim say, no, hetem et star for liyisim was a machlokes hatanoim, if you're eating a ham sandwich. You're eating the bread simultaneously with the ham, but the ham didn't give an asinus tam into the bread. So you're not, there is no tam ki iker there. To eat heter simultaneously with isa, then we don't accept. There is an opinion, heter mitzvah for isa, kol tarkula. We don't accept that opinion. But here, if the isa is nice and tam in the heter, that's the din of tam ki iker. So then you're like on kazayis, menat taruvis. The shear of kazayis, according to Rabbi Natam, the shear of kazayis is not a din. You have to actually swallow a kazayis of the Issa. If you ate a kazayis worth, you got a kazayis worth of pleasure from eating chaza. I ate a kazayis of food that was mutam, that had a tam of chaza. So I had a kazayis worth of eating pleasure from chaza. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, that's the shir. That is the shir. When you look in Psochim there, in the Mems, where the Gemara talks about this whole calculation, Hetem and Starv Lisa and Tam Ki Iker, so the Marsha points out, you really don't need the Marsha. If you're awake when you learn the Tosfos, you see on your own. That is the Mefurish, Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. If you're half asleep, so you look in the Marsha points out, it's the Mefurish, Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. According to the Tanna who holds Hetem and Starv Liyisr, so Rashi says you only say Hetem and Starv Liyisr only in the case when the Yisr is nice and tam in the Hetem. If you're eating a ham sandwich, nobody would say heta mitzar flis. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, if the Yisr is nice and Tam in the heta, everybody agrees. That's Tam ki Iker. You don't have to come on to heta mitzar flis. The only time there's a machlekes satanoim. But heta mitzar flis is if the Yisr is ain't no nice and Tam into the heta. That's a machlekes, and there we reject this opinion. There we pass, and you don't say heta mitzar flis. But whenever the Yisr is nice and Tam into the heta, then we would pass on that kazais min ataru. This is loike. That's not hetem and stuff. So that's tam kiker derais. So these are the various shitas in tam kiker. We already have, what do we already have? Five shitas. So Rashi holds tam kiker is lab derais, and all the other rishonim hold tam kiker is derais. The Ravid holds prosh pshat and the gemara and avodah zarah that you only apply tam kiker derais if you have this ratio. Kazais tuk de achilos pras. Either means 1/6, 1/8, 1/9, or 1/12. If you have less than that, you have 1/13. If you have whatever, less than whatever it is, so then the whole tam kiker is only the rabbon. It's a condition. You only apply tam kiker if you have kazais de achilos pras. So they're right. That's a simple pshat in the gemara. So the Ravid learns it's only on the condition that you have that ratio. The Rambam says even further. If you have that ratio, but you didn't eat so much that you ate you didn't swallow a kazayis and miser, so the maisa b'poyel mamish, you didn't have a kazayis tach de achilas pras. So then the Rama holds that the tam kiker is lav derais. You only apply tam kiker derais if you actually ate a kazayis a miser tach de achilas pras. That's the Rama and the Ravid. Rabbeinu Tam denies the whole thing. He says that gemara with the kazayis tach de achilas pras, that's when it's not a taruvis. When a guy has a cholent and he's picking out and he knows the beans are treif or the potatoes are treif, it's not a taruvis at all. It's a mix together, but it's nikar. Everything is nikar. So that has nothing to do with... He learns that Gemara goes, kazayis tacheilos pras has nothing to do with tam kiker. It's not a taruvis bechlal, everything is nikar. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, whenever you have a tam kiker, you loikan kazayis min ataruvis. There's just a diun. I don't have the sefer at home. My father had in his library. There's a sefer, Charles Shuvah, called Mavasa by Rabbi Shulam Roth. Rabbi Shulam Roth was always, my father told me, he was always from the Mizrahi in Europe. So he never got a big rabbonis. He always was a rav in a little village. So he was the rav in the village where my father was brought up. A tiny little village. And then when he came to Eretz Yisrael, after the Muhammad, so then they put him in the rabbanut. He was a big goyin adir. So he has, in fact, my father told me a maisa, that my father with another rabbi from the city, they were teenagers, they were 16 years old. They used to learn with the Dayan. They used to learn with the Dayan every day, Yeridaya. So one day there was a bris in shul, and everybody was sitting, and they had just appointed this rabbi Meshulam Broth as the rov in this little village. And he was a bucky, he knew everything mamish by heart. So the rov was sitting next to the Dayan, and they were talking about something, and the rov mentioned to the Dayan, it's a tshuvas harosh klal so-and-so, simon so-and-so, where the rosh says X, Y, Z. So the dayan turns to the children, to my father and the other one, and he says, there's no tshuvas harosh in the whole village. He can say whatever he wants. It's a mortai neiru. I can say whatever I want. No, there's no way to check if he's right or wrong. So after the benching, they went to the shul, and they were learning Yerideya. So the shach always quotes from the Yamsha Shlomo Anchulin. So 98% of the time you don't bother to look up the Yamsha Shlomo. The Shach quotes what you have to know. Once in a long while, 2% of the time you have to look it up because it's something unclear. So that day they happened to look up the Yamsha Shlomo. And lo and behold, the Yamsha Shlomo quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh, exactly that simon, that klal. And he quoted an extra line that wasn't necessary. He quoted that line that the Rav said by heart. What the Tshuvas HaRosh said. So my father said, wow, they were struck by that, like Min HaShemayim. They had to show that the Rav is a Boki. He knows what he's talking about. So Rav Shulam Broth has these very strong tshuvas, called Mavasa, very strong. He was a big Boki. He knew everything. So he discusses, this is really not a tshuva l'aloch, he discusses, if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, that if you eat kazayis min atarubis, you're loike, even though you didn't swallow kazayis min ha'iser, is that only if a kazayis avisa fell into the tarubis? What if in the first place a chatzi zayis avisa fell into the taruvus? If you have a chatzi zayis avisa and you eat it, you don't get malchus. So all of a sudden a chatzi zayis of chazash malch falls into a taruvus and it blends in, and now you eat a kazayis of the taruvus and you have a hanoa of a kazayis worth of chazer, so all of a sudden you get malchus, yesh meyayin, only a chatzi zayis fell in. So this is two opinions. There are two versions of what the Rabbeinu Tam said. You have to look in the Sefer Yosha Rabbi Natan. I started to look this morning, I couldn't find it. I don't have a good Sefer Yosha. You need with a good Mafteh. So the Sefer Yosha says Beferish one way or the other. I forgot already which way. But the Rabbi Shulam Roth and the Kol Marasah quotes that this is a Dion and Achrayim. What did the Rabbi Natan say?
Right from Challah, you don't. Wheat flour, the amount of wheat flour that has to go in, you need a kazayas.
I mean, you don't need chamesh as a revived kemach of the wheat. Okay. It's a good taina. Yeah. The pashta says that it doesn't make sense. Why should it make a difference whether kazayas of Issa fell in? What does it help? But I didn't eat that. The rest just sits there in the pot. How can I get malchus because there's more chazam in the pot? But I didn't eat that. The pot that I ate, I didn't swallow kazayas. I only swallowed a kazayis of taruvis. So the pashta says it shouldn't make a difference, but there is one version of the Rabbi Natan that the only time he would say that yeloika adin kazayis menat taruvis is if a kazayis of isa fell in melechatchila. If less than a kazayis fell in, so the Rabbi Natan wouldn't say. So he tana doesn't make sense. Okay, anachanami doesn't make sense. So these are the different versions of what does it mean tam kika derais. You have Rashi holds Tam Kika Lav Deraisa, and they have the Rambam and the Rabbit hold that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah saying that Tam Kika Deraisa depends on whether you have Kazayis Achilas Pras. The Rabbit understands it goes on the ratio, the proportion of the Yis and the Heta, and the Rabbit said that, and the Rambam understood that's not enough, that if you have the proper ratio, you have to be Poyal Mamish, have eaten a Kazayis Avisa, Turk the Achilas Pras of the Tarubis.
Even according to the Rabbit, you have to eat in order to get Malkus.
In order to get Malkus.
It's only
Chatzishir. Chatzishir. Right.
And then, according to Rabbi, you also have the time of also
Chashmon. The time? Yeah. According to the Rambam, you have the time.
Right.
In order to get Malkus. In order to get Malkus, you have to eat so much of the Tarubis that you ate a Kazayis of the Yisr, Tok de Achilos Pras. Right. But the din of Tam Kika Deraisa, that doesn't depend on you eating Kazayis Tok de Achilos Pras. That depends on the ratio. If you have that ratio, then you say Tam Kika Deraisa. So these are basically, what do we have? So you have Rashi, you have the Rambam, and the Ravid, and Rabbeinu Tam. Four different shitas regarding Tam Kika. It's interesting, I think the Prima Gaudim says there are another two shitas and that's it. Huh?
Yeah,
the Rimi Arlan. The Rimi Arlan holds that there's only an Isser Esi, right? We already had five shitas. What do we have? Rashi, the Rimi Arlan, Ravid, the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Tam. We already had five shitas, that's right. So the Prima Gaudim has a psicha to Hilchas Pesach. Prima Gaudim Adar Achayim writes in a psicha to Hilchas Pesach. He's going to list off all the different opinions on Tam Kikar. So he lists off all of these. Rashi, Rimei Olan, Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam, Ravid. Then he says, Rashi has, we didn't learn enough, we have to learn. Rashi has a new pshat in Tam Kikar. We'll have to get to that, okay. And then he says, another curveball, he throws in the Balamor. The Balamor in Psachim. When we learned Barabar and Soloveitchik, so he was very fond of playing with this Balamor. We don't pass him like this Balamor, but you can always rely on the Balamor to give some original insight. Always some new perspective on the whole world. So the Balamor is working with it. There's a problem there. Gemaras that contradict each other. Some Gemaras say Tam Kikas Deraisas, some Gemaras say Tam Kikas Lav Deraisas. So what's the story? Is it Deraisas Derabanan? So the Balamor says, simple. If you have a little chazer falls into the kugel, a potato kugel, and I mix in a little chazer, I have vegetable soup and I mix in a little chazer juice. So when I taste it, does it taste like chazer? So if it tastes like chazer, that's tam kika derais. But if the chazer blends in with another flavor, and now it tastes like a third thing, but if not for the chazer, it would not have tasted like the third thing, would have tasted like the second thing. So that's only tam kika derabon. So we don't accept that Balamor. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that if the chaza blends in with another flavor and it causes it to taste like a third thing, and without the chaza it wouldn't taste like that, that is called tam. That's called nesinas tam derais. That is called nesinas tam derais. We don't accept this Balamor. We are machmer against the Balamor, that we consider that tam kika derais. So these are the various sheets. So getting back again, we had, just to sum up again, the Rabbeinu Tam said that not only do you apply chaticha atzma nasnis nevela to basa b'chola, Rabbeinu Tam learns like Rashi. Rashi on Daf Kuf Ches, Rashi keeps on saying. And the whole discussion of Efshe L'Sochta Osa, Efshe L'Sochta Muta, chaticha atzma nasnis nevela, Rashi says it's talking either milk got absorbed into a piece of flesh or Issa got absorbed into a piece of heter. Same thing, Rashi equally. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns like Rashi. Same thing, that the topic of Chatichat Nas Nebela applies to Shari Surim as well. And later on, if Anissa fell into Heter, and now a chunk of this Heter falls into another part, it's not enough if you have Shishim Keneged the Iser that's in the Heter, now you need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha. So what is that based on? So a lot of Achrayim say that's the Rabbeinu Tam Lishitosai that he holds, that Tam Kika Deraisa, that you look on Kazayis Menatarubis. So what do you see? That the whole Heter Nepach Liosisa, just like by Basa Bechola, when you cook meat with milk. So the basar alone is mutton, the milk alone is mutton. When you cook the two together, chaticha atzman nasis nevela. What does it mean? It's not an isa nevela, it's an isa basar b'chol. It means heta nepech liosiser. So the Rabbi Natam obviously thinks over here also. Heta nepech liosiser. When you pour chazish malts into the potato kugel, into the vegetable soup, and the whole thing tastes, you can discern the flavor of the chazish malts, then he holds that chaticha atzman nasis nevela, there's an iser. If he says he get malchus for eating kazayis minat taruvis, so you see that heta nepech liosis.
That would be against the shach.
Oh, so that's the taina. The shach says halacha lemaisa that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is only the rabbanon, and this Rabbeinu Tam is talking a din deraisa that you get malchus if he kazayis minat taruvis. So if you're explaining chaticha atzman nas nevela b'shari surim is based on the Rabbeinu Tam the shitasoi. So then you have to hold that chaticha nas nevela is a din deraisa. So Rabbi Kivega pointed out that the Tosfos on Kufa Mebeis Taka happens to hold like that. We mentioned yesterday that Tosfos asked the kasher, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how can you kasher if it's a gigantic kli? How can you do a hagola? You're not going to have shishim in the water, and you can't say wait till it's a ben yoma. No, the din deraisa only requires hagola when it's a ben yoma. Also Torah k'dera bas yoma. Once the Gedera is any ben yom, the Chumash doesn't require kashering at all. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have no choice. I have to say the Chumash is not talking about kashering gigantic kelim where you won't be able to have shishim. So that's a little bit of doichek. So the Tosfos clearly assumes that chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is a din deraisa. So that was Rabbi Kivega's halacha. But we don't hold like that. The Shach quotes all the poskim, especially the Ran, the Long, Arichas, and the Ran. He says it 20 times. The Ran says chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is only the Rabbanon, and that's the accepted opinion. So how can you say that this is the Rabbeinu Tam l'shitosa? And Stama doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? I have a potato kugel, and I pour it in chazer shmaltz. So when you eat potatoes, you like it because of chazer. How can you say hetin nepach liosisa? How can you get malchus for eating chazer if you're eating potatoes? You can't say heta nepech liyasisa. You have to say in the Rabbeinu Tam that you like if you eat kazayis menat tarubis, not because heta nepech liyasisa. The question is, what is the sheer kazayis? So the Rambam and the Ravid both said you only like it if you swallow down your throat the besabli, you swallow kazayis of the chazer. You swallow the mixture, that's not enough. Rabbeinu Tam holds no. If you had a kazayis worth of hanoa, of eating, the chazer is mutta b'hanoa, it's only osa b'achila. But if you ate a kazayis of food that has the tam of nevela, so the Rabbeinu Tam holds, that's called kazayis nevela. You don't have to have a kazayis of actually swallowing a kazayis of nevela. If you ate a kazayis of food that's mutam, betam, shel nevela, so everybody agrees that that's called kazayis. It's not because heta napach liyasisa. So the pashta says, that's the Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan has it, the Minchas Baruch has it. Minchas Baruch was related to the family. He's also a descendant, Rav Baruch Karinka. He was a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhin. In Lithuania, that was the big yichus. If you're from the Beis HaRav, whoever is a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhin, that's the Beis HaRav. The Chassidim say, how come it's not a yichus to be a descendant of the Vilna Goyen? Why is it only a yichus to be a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhin? So the Chassidim claim because Rav Chaim Volozhin refused to sign the Cherem against the Hasidim. So that's why historically it turned out that those who are descendants of Chaim Volozhin, they were considered Mebeis HaRav. The descendants of the Vilna Goyen who are Mechalei Shabbos, they're not observant at all. So the Chassidim said, yeah, they understand why. Because the Goyen made a Cherem against the Chassidim. Rav Chaim Volozhin, he was a nice guy. Whatever it was, whatever the explanation is, that's a fact. That the Minchas Baruch is a major sefer. The Stipler quotes a lot from the Minchas Baruch. Chelek Arachaim, Chelek Yeridei, has a divrei ter. So the Minchas Baruch has this, and the Aruch HaShulchan has this. And this Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitosa. He says, Chaticha Nasvela B'Shari Surim, that's based on his opinion by Tam Kika Deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it. So he says it can't be correct. So the first time it was, Tichon Nasdavela Bishari Sumim is only the Rabbanon. And Kazayas, you look and Kazayas Minat Arubis, that's a Din Deraisa. So it's a dead giveaway that it's not Lishitosa. This is a Din Deraisa, this is a Din Derabbanon. So it can't be Lishitosa. You should have said, Tichon Nasdavela Bishari Sumim should have been a Din Deraisa. Secondly, it doesn't make sense. How can you say, Heta Nepach Lios Issa, potatoes become an Issa of Chazer? How can potatoes have an Issa Chazer? Chazer is Chazer. Has to be flesh from a behemoth tomato. You can't say Heta Nepach Lios Issa, potatoes become. You can say Basa Becholo when you cook it together. It becomes Basa Becholo. Okay? This is Mutter and this is Mutter. The Gemara said that's the Chiddush of Basa Becholo. The Gemara says it's not such a Gewaldige Chiddush because you have it by Kloy HaKerem also like that. Achitim alone is mutter, and Geffen alone is mutter. When you grow the two together, it becomes osa. The Gemara says that that per se is not such a gewaldig chiddush by basa b'chol. But a shtikl chiddush it is. So when you cook the basa and the cholof together, it becomes het and nepach liyosisa. Then it becomes basa b'chol. But when you cook chazer shmaltz in mashed potatoes, and it's nice and tam in the potatoes, what are you going to say? The potatoes is nepach liyosisa. You eat the potatoes, you get malchus for chazer shmaltz. How can potatoes have an isa chazer shmaltz? You have to say the Bir and the Rabbein and Tam differently. That he holds if you eat Kazayas Minat Arubis Yoloike, that's a definition of what's the sheer Kazayas. Kazayas, you don't have to eat a Kazayas of solid Issa. If you eat a Kazayas of food that has the flavor of Nevela, that's what the Torah said, Kazayas is like it. Chatzashir is also awesome in our Torah. In order to.
Big stick chazer,
but if it's ice and tam, the gum, you don't taste the chazer. It's mutter. What do I have to kill it? So yeah. You see that tam shafs diyas. So yeah, the kazayas of potatoes that taste like chazer. That's the tam of chazer. So it's also. Awesome. It's also awesome to eat the potatoes because when you eat the potatoes, you'll be swallowing the nevela. You'll be eating the chazer, but you can't say that the potatoes turn into iser. How can you say hetan by basa? You do say it. Because that's the whole vorta basim b'cholov. This alone is mutter, this alone is mutter. When you join together, becomes aser. But here the chazer was chazer before you cooked it into the potatoes. How can you say potatoes have an iser chazer?
Don't we say the opposite, that nefach ha-iser lios heter, either bitul b'roiv?
When you have bitul b'roiv, so iser nefach lios heter.
It's actually difficult to have it symmetric, that it nefach ha-iser lios heter.
Nothing difficult. When you have basim b'cholov, we agree that heter nefach lios iser. That is the definition of basim b'cholov. This alone is mutter, this alone is mutter. When you cook them together, so it creates a chefza, chatichatz, menas nevela, a new chefza emerges that we call basa b'chola. When you're going to cook chazer schmaltz into potatoes, mashed potatoes, and you have the geschmack of the chazer schmaltz in it, how can you say that the potatoes have an isa chazer? It's not a behemoth, it's a vegetable. How can it have an isa?
That shari surim, that the isur was
common lost, nefach liyos heter. Okay, that's halacha. Since it's betaruvis, it loses identity less than 50%. It's ain't a nice and tough. So it loses identity. It's kimisha
eino. So why can't you say that identity can be created also? Identity can be lost. Why can't
How can you create yesh? The Torah has a chiddush. You can create yesh mayayin by basa b'cholav. This is heta, this is heta. When you blend them together, that's the chiddush. Gemara says, tone down the chiddush because it's not such a startling chiddush. You have it by kalaya kerem also. But that's a chiddush that het and nepach liyosisa. Are you going to say over here? How did potatoes convert to become chazer shmaltz? It can't be. Potatoes are potatoes. The answer is no. You like it because you ate chazer shmaltz. You didn't have a kazayis. So Rabbi Natan holds the halacha doesn't require that you should swallow a kazayis solid of chazer shmaltz. If you ate a kazayis of food that has the flavor of chazer shmaltz, so that's how you're eating a kazayis. That's the chiddush of the Rabbi Natan.
But in case of
Zeb is a gorim is a different thing. Zeb is a gorim. We mentioned the achrayim have a melitza. Let's say if you have, this is lemaisa. You have 24 different flavors, and they blend them all together to make a certain flavor. So if you leave out one of the 24 flavors, basically, hardly anybody, only the experts would be able to tell that it doesn't taste the way they want it to taste. The hamayinam wouldn't know the difference. So that's called zeb is a gorim. This the 23 flavors are kosher, and the 24th flavor is treifa. If you would have left out the non-kosher flavor, the thing would taste the same, as far as everybody's concerned. A mumcha shebe mumchim would know the difference. This gives it, it feels better when it touches your tongue, and here it's better to swallow. Each one of the 24 flavors adds a slight mashu, but it really doesn't give us this time. But the Balmor is talking about a case. I have two flavors, let's say. So if I would only have one flavor, it would have tasted like one thing. Now it has another flavor, it tastes like a different thing, but it doesn't taste like that other flavor. That's very common in flavors. You want something to taste like orange. So you mix in two different flavors and it makes it taste like, neither of the two flavors is an orange. You have one flavor that tastes like grape, and another flavor tastes like peach. When you mix them together, all of a sudden it tastes like an orange. A third time. So the Balamor holds that that's Tam Kika de Rabbon. That's not Tam Kika de Rabbon. So we don't hold like that. We hold that that's not called Zeva Zagur. Because the flavor of the Yisr clearly leaves its imprint. It leaves in the Sinas Tam. It changed the whole flavor of the whole thing. Zeva Zagur is, I have 24 flavors mixed in, if you would let, and that's what it usually is today. When they mix in a flavor, they have 10, 15, or sometimes literally 24 flavors or more mixed in. If you leave out one of the flavors, no one would know the difference. The mumche, shebe mumche, would know. But that's not called Tam Kiker. Yeah, that's a different din. That's a different thing. That Mechameitz or Mamid is considered Niker. So if the Yisrael alone couldn't bring about this result, so that's really a part of Zeva Zagur. That's the original Zeva Zagur. That's a different part of Zeva Zagur. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. He didn't think that this Lishitosa was correct. And his taina was that we hold a Tam Kiker, Rabbeinu Tam holds a Tam Kiker deraisa, Yelokan Kazayis min Atarubis, that's deraisa. And nonetheless, Chatich Nasveil v'sharisim, we hold is only the Rabbanon. Then we have another Hoichoche, that is not so. The Rishonim quote the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, how far do you go with this Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevelo? They had it in Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted. What's the din of melech habalua midam? I salted meat, I salted chicken, and the salt succeeds in getting out all of the blood. So some of the blood will be absorbed into the salt, and the rest of the blood will drip down. You have to do the melicha on a klisha in a menukah. You have to do the melicha on a surface which has holes in the bottom, so all the dam will be able to drip down. So let's say after salting the meat, some of the dam was nivla into the blood. Some of the dam is nivla into the salt. So what's the din if I take that salt and by accident I'm making a big pot of soup and it has to have a little salt? So the balabasta by mistake takes a spoon and she scoops up all the salt that has all the balua midam and she throws all the salt into the pot of soup. Now the soup tastes delicious. You can taste the flavor of the salt. Can you taste the flavor of the dam? No, you have way more than shishim against the dam. So the dam is not avida l'taima. Dam is batel b'shishim, but the melech is avida l'taima. Melech is nice and tam even past shishim. You can discern the flavor of the dam. So what's the din if you have melech habalua midam and it falls into soup? So do you say chaticha atzma nasis nevela? And now you have to be mevatel the salt, and the salt is avida l'taima, so it's not going to be batel. Or do you say no, that as long as you have shishim against the salt, so even chaticha nasis b'sharisim is also satisfied? So that's quoted, the Rishonim quote, that's the Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Rashbam is the older brother. There were three brothers. Rashbam is the older brother. He learned with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was the younger, the middle brother. He was younger. And the youngest brother was born after Rashi died. That was Rabbeinu Shlomo. He was named after Rashi. That was the long Rashi by Kevo. And after the long Arichas on Kuf Tezayin on the day, so he signs off at the end. So this is written, Benimuki Rabbeinu Shlomo Brad Meir. That's the brother of the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel Brad Meir, Rabbeinu Tam's brother. He was the youngest of the three brothers. So the Rabbeinu Tam had a machlekes with the Rashbam. So the Rashbam somehow understood literally, Chatichatz Manasis Nevela, the dam becomes treif, the salt becomes treif, because the salt has a tam of dam in it, and salt is avira l'tayma. So it's not mizbatl, even if you have shishim, it's not mizbatl. And in Yeridah, we don't pass like that. Where's that sif in Yeridah? Melech habalua midam, and then this melech falls into soup. So we pass in shishim is enough, like the Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Rashbam, yeah, that's in Simen Kuf Hei Sif Yud Dalet. That's how the sif begins. Melech habalua midam. That's how the Achronim call it. Melech habalua midam. I salted the flesh and much of the dam will drip down because you have to put the flesh on a klisha in a menukov kli hamenukav, so the dam will drip down derech hanekev, and some of the dam will be absorbed in the melach. Melach habalua midam kegom melichas habasa v'nasnuhu by mistake v'nasnu bigdeiro, and they scooped up the dam and they threw it into a pot of soup, and you have well over shishim against the volume of this melach, but the melach is avida l'taima. So mechave paskins like the rabbi in the tam that it's mizbatal. So if you would have said that chaticha atzmanasis nevel is to be taken literally, that the dam has an isa, that the melach has an isa dam on it, which logically doesn't make any sense. How can salt have an isa dam? Salt is salt and the dam is dam. We don't understand the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds like that. So if you would have said that the melach abalomi dam has an isa dam, so the melach is abid all the time. So it should be afilu b'shishim, it should not be bottled. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch, not some. Yesh shishim kenegan ha-melech, mutar. So what do you see? What's the getter hadin? So what does it mean? Chaticha atzman nas nevelu b'sharisim. It does mean that the het is nepach liyosisa. So what does it mean? So all it means is that when you calculate the shishim, it's not sufficient to calculate shishim kenegan the yisir. You have to calculate, it's just the din in making the cheshman of shishim. It's a formality in calculating shishim. That's not enough that you have shishim against the issa. You have to have shishim against the carrier of the issa. The melach, the salt, it has a larger volume than the amount of dam that it absorbed. A certain percentage of the salt has dam absorbed into it. So it's not enough to have shishim keneged the dam shebe melach. You have to have shishim keneged the whole melach. But once you have shishim keneged the whole volume of the melach, shenganok, you don't say that the melach became treif and the melach is avida l'taima and now it has no bitl. The melach never became treif in the first place. Melach remains kosher throughout. The fact that the Rabbein Tam says that you get malchus if you eat kazayis menat haruvis is not because het and nebach liyasis. How can it be? How can potatoes have an isa nevel? It's impossible. Potatoes don't have an isa nevel. That's a vort in kazayis. He holds that that's enough for the sheer kazayis. He ate oichel. The volume of the kazayis says mutam with the tam isa. And the whole din of chatich nas nevel b'shar isurim is just the din in calculating the shishim. So that's why we understand the mechaber writes this machloikis, whether you say tam kik, whether you say chatich nas nevel only in basa b'cholov, or you even apply it to shari surim, was in which simen? That was tzadik base, simen tzadik base siv dalet. Mechaber writes, this machlokes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the Mechaber writes, Le omru chaticha atzman nasas nevela, ela bebasa b'chol, v'abalo b'shari surim. So, if you have, let's say, a piece of meat that was balei, a little chazer shmalz, or balei, a little bit of dam into it, and then the piece of meat falls into a pot of soup, it's not sufficient to have shishim kineged, the amount of dam, or the amount of chazer, or the amount of chelev that was nivla into the piece of meat. You have to calculate shishim kineged, the whole piece of meat. That's the machlekes. The mechaber paskins that no such din. There's no din chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. All you need is to measure, to calculate shishim keneged, the shear of the issa habalua into the hetah. And the Ramot disagrees with Yeshomrim that it's a din in calculating the shishim. So then the mechaber writes, what if you have in Simen Tzadik Dalet Zivov, the mechaber writes, what if you have bitzolim or yerokos that have vegetables, shebluim mi basar. I cooked some vegetables with flesh, kosher flesh. And then, so it's fleshy, and it has a tam of flesh in it, so the vegetables are fleshy. And then, let's say, part of this vegetable soup that's fleshy, it has a certain proportion of it is fleshy, part of it falls into a milchig meichel later on. So if you want to calculate whether you have shishim, so would it be a machlokes, the mechaber and the ramor? Whether you have to, is it enough to calculate shishim keneged the basar habalua into the yirokas? On the raibibitz and the ramo will say no, the chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. So you have to have shishim against the whole vegetable that has the tam of the cholub. So the mechaber says no. Mechaber happens to hold you don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. So there's no shaila at all. But he's kind enough to say what the din would have been if you would have held like the rabbeinu tam. So he writes in Tzadik Dalet Zivah, Bitzolim o'yirok is vegetable, shebluy mi basar, u'bishlam b'gderech ha-leves, im yodua kama basar balua b'psolim. I know there's only a teaspoon full of schmaltz, kosher schmaltz, that was mixed into this whole vegetable, a whole vegetable soup. There's a teaspoon of schmaltz, and I can taste it. I don't have shishim against it. It's not so much soup. So then he says, "In yadua kama basa balua b'psalmiro, ain't so shishim ala keneged habasa." In order to say that the basa is bottled b'shishim into the milk, all you need is to calculate shishim against the basa. You don't need shishim keneged the whole volume of the iroka. So the Ramoa has to explain. The Chabad doesn't have to explain anything. Chabad holds, you only say chaticha nas nevela b'basa b'chol. You don't even say b'shar isur. So the Ramoa holds, you do say chaticha nas nevela b'shar isurim. So he says, "De lo shaych loy mechaticha natsins nevela hol v'adain kula heter lo chenein etzorch l'shay rak keneged mashibola." He says, "You only say chaticha nas nevela by yenisa. If you have a cholav or znivla into soup, a basar gets it mixed into soup, then you don't need shishin keneged the whole soup. All you need is shishin keneged the cholav or the basar." Why is that so? Why is that so? So that's how we pass from halacha. Even though we pass from chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, but it doesn't apply to heterim. That's the mechaber and Rama is mitzarik dala sivov. Why? So the pashtus says that the hesber is as follows. When you have a piece of meat, and a little bit of milk falls on the piece of meat, and it succeeds in giving the sinas tam. So when you eat the piece of meat, you can taste the flavor of the milk. So that's the Mishnah. Tipas kuf chesman alef, tipas cholav shenafla ala chaticha. If you can taste the flavor of the milk, so that becomes basa b'cholav. What if you cannot taste the flavor of the milk and the meat? A little bit of milk falls into a pot of meat, and you cannot taste the flavor. So it doesn't become basa b'cholav. Why does it not become basa b'cholav? That's the premise of the Mishnah. If you have so much meat that you cannot taste the flavor of the milk, so it doesn't get off the ground. The whole din of basa b'cholav doesn't get off the ground. How come? So here there's a major machlokes on Rishonim. So many Rishonim say it's not based on bittul. There's no din of basa b'cholav. Derech bishul lasu Torah. The Torah only says you're not loisav ashul gadi b'chalevi mai. What do you mean loisav ashul gadi? Why is the person interested in cooking milk in the flesh? He wants to give a tam cholav in the basa. He wants to give a tam basa in the cholav. He's going to have a pot full of flesh the size of this room. He's going to pour two drops of milk in. He's not going to succeed in giving the sinas tam. That's self-understood. That's not called derech bishul lasu Torah. There's no din of basa b'cholav. You don't have to command. Most of the Rishonim hold, you don't have to command to a din of bittul over here. It doesn't get. You don't get the first base. Derech bishul lasu Torah implies that it's only usur if the cholav is nice and tam. If it's not nice and tam, so it doesn't get off the ground. That's how Tosus writes. Tosus and the Rosh write like that. And the Shach in Hilchis Kilayim, in the third Chelik Yeridei, the Shach by Kilay Begodim quotes a Levush, who says differently. He says, no, and the Aguda and Maseches Nida writes like the Levush does. They hold that you do need bittul. When you cook cholav and basar, and the cholav is ain't nice and tam in the basar, so the reason why it doesn't become basar cholav is because the cholav is bottle in the basar. What's the whole shtal shalos? How does the story begin? There's a brisa in the Gemara in the end of Nida. The brisa says, "Beged shavah bo kelayim." I have have a woolen garment, and by mistake, the tailor took a thread of linen, and he sewed it into the beged, and now I can't tell which thread is which. I have a million threads in the garment, and all the threads are the same color. All the threads are different colors and everything blends in to make a whole mosaic. And there's no way to identify. You have they probably have a chemical test to identify which is the tzemer, which is the pishtim. So in the days of Gemara, they didn't have any chemical test, so they have no way to identify. So the Gemara says, Abraham said, beggar, shove it back, climb, you're not allowed to wear that beggar. So Tosfos asks the kasha, but it has 1,000 threads. So why don't you say that thread of pishtim should be bottled by right? I don't know which thread is which. If you know that this is the thread of Pishtim, I don't know the rest of the beged is Tzemer, so I have beged Tzemer and Pishtim together, so it's an Issa climb their ice. But if I stitched in one thread of Pishtim among 1,001, 1,001,000 other threads of Tzemer, I can't identify which is which. So basically that's a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. Let's say you have three salamis, two are kosher, one is not kosher. I took off the wrappers, and now I forgot which is which. They got all mixed up. You can't identify which is which. The halacha says that's taruvus of yavish b'yavish isa beheta sechad betray bottle is bottle. And I say that the isa is kimishena. I consider it as if isa nepach lios heter, and you're allowed to eat any salami you want. If one person got to eat all three salami, so there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. He's vada eating the Issa, so you shouldn't do that. But if I'll eat one salami, you'll eat the other salami. The third person will eat the third salami. So each one can eat because the tray for salami is bottle, chad betray. So here also, someone stitched in one thread of pishtim into a beged shel tzemer. And now I can't identify which, a beged shel baklan, I can't identify which is the thread of pishtim. I have no way to identify. So why not consider that like a tarubis of yavish biyavish? Tarubis of yavish biyavish, you say chad betray is bottle. You have chad, not betray, you have chad be'elof alfi alofim. You have so many threads in the garment. So if you can't identify which stitch is the pishtim, so why don't you say it's bottle be'ray? So Tosfos says, no, that's the halacha. You can't apply bitul berov. Bitul berov only applies when it's issa that falls into heter. But here, the tzemer is heter and the pishtim is heter. When they join together, then it becomes issa. So since there's no clash between the tzemer and the pishtim, so there's no din of bitul berov. You don't say bitul berov when it's heter beheter. Heter beheter loy bottle. That's Tosfos call. Heter beheter loy bottle. The only time there's bitul is when there's a clash. So then the miut loses its identity in the conglomerate. Since it's a bottle in the roiv, there's a stira between the heter and the iser, so then the iser is misbattle and the heter. But if it's heter beheter, then there's no din of bittle. So Tosfos asks the kasha, so what's the mishnah kuf chesem and aleph? Tipas chav shenaf alach haticha, em yesh ba benois in tam osa haticha osur. The main ba benois in tam, then it's mutter. So don't you see heter beheter is bottle? The Tosfos and the Rosh answer, no, that's not based on bittul. Derech bishul asa taira. The Gemara understands the Torah prohibits us from cooking basa b'chalav. Why? Why does a person want to cook basa b'chalav? He wants to either give tam basa b'chalav or tam chalav into the basa. But who's going to cook basa b'chalav is not going to succeed in giving it one tam and the other. So what is the guy such a tippish? Why is he doing it for? So it's self understood that that's the pashtus and the pasuk. If the cholov doesn't succeed in giving tam into the basa doesn't succeed in giving tam into the cholov, whichever is the right, whichever is the miyun. So by definition, it doesn't become basa b'cholov, it doesn't get off the ground. But it's not based on bitl. You wouldn't apply bitl over here, because heta b'heta is like basa. The vart over here is, it's you don't need bitl, Tosfos says, Tosfos in the Rosh Hashanah, you don't need bitl. Whenever the cholov doesn't succeed in giving tam into the basa doesn't succeed in giving tam into the cholov, So the whole din of basa b'chalav doesn't get off the ground b'chalav. That's how the Balei HaTosfos say. And the Aguda was a Talmud of the Rosh. Later, one of the Balei HaTosfos, Aguda writes there in Nida, where this Tosfos is in Nida. It's also, I think, on Samach Lovim base, somewhere around there. So the Aguda writes over there that the Kasha is Nishkin Kasha. Beged Shava Bokilayim is not bottle. You're right. Heta beheta loy bottle. But over here, this is a taruvus of lach balach. The only time you say heta beheta loy bottle, that's if you're dealing with a yovish biyovish. But if you're dealing with a lach balach, that's a different kind of a taruvus. So there even heta beheta is also bottle. We have sometimes in Shulchan Aruch where we distinguish between the two types of taruvus. A taruvus of yovish biyovish and a taruvus of lach balach. And the Gemara Mchoris and Daf Chav Gimel has a pesach hakira. The Gemara has a machlokes. More clear is an abstract chakir. When you have a tarubis of the iser falls into heter, and it becomes bottle bereiv. Do you treat it? Do you say the iser is command leisei dami, or do you say iser is command isei dami? The iser is command leisei dami. That's why it's mutter. Or it's command isei dami, and it's still mutter to eat it. So what's that? It's an abstract chakir. What's the difference? The Gemara has a few nafkamina for tumas masa. If it's command the isei dami, then it is matami masa. Man kalesa dami is mamish command alesa. There's not tumas masa either. More has another nafkamina, whether chayz of an ear. If you add on more isa later on, so would you say that it's chayz of an ear or not? Let me see. This Tosfos beged shava baklan. This is very important Tosfos. This machlokes. This is a nida samach aleph on the base. Samach aleph on the base. Dimra mascha beged shava baklayim. So you're not allowed to wear that beged. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Why don't you say it's bottle beroyv? You have a million threads in the beged. You don't know which thread is the pishtim, and which is the, and everything else is the tzema. Say bottle beroyv. So Tosfos says there's no bitul unless you have isamur beheta and there's a clash. But if you have heta beheta, then there's no bit. So then The Rishonim ask a kasha, the Rosh ask a kasha, and the Tosfos and Chulin ask a kasha. So how do you deal with Tipaschal Shenafla Lachaticha? And Main Bab Menais and Tam is Mutter. Why don't you say Heta Beheta Lei Batel? So the Rosh and the Tosfos answer, no, that's not based on Bittel. There are Bishul Asa Torah. Whenever it's Ainu Nois and Tam, so the Issa doesn't get off the ground. So in the end of Nida, on that Daf, on Samachal and Beis, with the Tosfos and the Rosh, work on that kasha. And they say that Basar B'Cholav is, when a Cholav is Ainu Nois and Tam in the Basar, it's Mutter. And they say it's not based on Bittel. So the Aguda says, no, but Yerushalayim, no, it is based on Bittel. But Bittel of Lach Balach is different from Bittel Yavish B'Yosh. By Yavish B'Yosh, whenever it's had to be had to, there's no clash, then there's not bottle. But Lach Balach, the Bittel of Lach Balach, that's Commander Lesedam. So that, since it's Commander Lesedam, it's even had to be Heter, is also going to be bottle. So this is really a fundamental machlokes of Rishonim. When you have why is it mutter? Is it mutter because of her formality? It's bottle beroiv. That's how the Aguda holds. It's bottle beroiv. No, no, you don't even need bottle beroiv. If it doesn't succeed in giving the sinas tam, so by definition, there can't be an issa.
So if you have tam melech v'dam, what do you need shishim for? The dam is not nice. What is the advantage of shishim?
The stomach
should be kosher.
So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Ephraim. Do you say chaticha nas b'sharisum? So the Ramah is the mechaber pasuk like the rov harishonim. You don't apply chaticha nas nevel b'sharisum. All you have to have is shishim against the amount of the iser that's
why
fell in.
Shishim connected this iser. It's not being nice in time. It's like kol of shenofel of the. If you have dam that mashu of dam that falls in and it's not
melach, right? So that's the Ramo Paskins like the Rabbi Natan and Rashi that we say chaticha nas nevel b'shari surim also. No. Because that's a formality in bittel. It's not enough to calculate shishim kenega the yisr. That's the halach. You have to calculate shishim kenega the carrier of the yisr. So since the dam didn't fall in into the soup directly, the dam got absorbed into the melach. Then the melach fell into the soup. So that's the we paskin like this. Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam and the Rashi, they're all the same. The Rashbam learned with Rashi, and the Rabbi Natan got it from his older brother from the Rashbam. So it's all the same. It's all one sheet over here. So the Ramah's machma for this Rashi, this the three Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Rabbi Natan, that they say chaticha nas mel b'sharisum. It's a way how you have to calculate the shishim to be mevatlit. So the Mechaber and the Ramah write in that Siman Tzadik Dalet, that's only by Midvar Mamurim. If you have Chaticha Nas Mela, Visharisim, you have an Isser. Dam was Nivla into Mela. But if you would have milk, is Nivla into Bitzolim, the Yerokas, then everyone would agree you don't need Shishin Kenega, the Bitzolim, and the Yerokas. You don't have to be Mevatl. It's not a Dina Bittl. Whenever the milk doesn't succeed in giving Tam into the Basa, so by definition, there's no Isher of Basa B'chala. So you can't introduce a formality in bitulim. It's not enough to calculate shishim kenega the yisa. You have to have shishim kenega the carrier of the yisa. You don't need shishim mechala. You don't need bitul when it comes to basa mechala. Whenever the chalav isn't succeeding in giving tam into the basa doesn't succeed in giving tam into the chalav. So by definition, there's no basa mechala. So that's the biur. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming, like Tosfos and the Rosh, that by basa mechala you don't need bitul. That's why you can't say chaticha nas nevela by hetera. By hetera bala, because the whole din of chaticha nas vela b'shari serim doesn't mean that heta nepach liyasisa. It doesn't mean that the potatoes become the vela. It doesn't mean that the salt becomes dam. How can salt become dam? Salt is salt. You're not allowed to eat the salt because there has a dam in it. But the salt is never heta nepach liyasisa. But the becholav is heta nepach liyasisa because each one by itself is mutter, and they join together it becomes awesome. But over here, the whole din of chaticha nas vela b'shari serim. Whether you hold it's a din deraisa, or hold it's a din derabbanan, we hold it's only a din derabbanan. Even if I hold like the Tosfos on Kufa Mebeis, the Chanan b'sharisum is a din deraisa, it's not that the heta nepach liyasisa. It's a vort. When you calculate shishim, you have to calculate kenega the whole carrier of the yisa. That's taka the rush.
I didn't understand. Why is the Ramah in Tzadik Daled based on the Tosfos and the rush that derech b'shalos return?
If you say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, that it's never enough to calculate shishim keneged the isa that's balua into the. I have a little chazer shmatz that was mixed into the vegetable soup, a little chazer shmatz that was put into the potato kugel. So it's not enough shishim keneged the spoon of chazer shmatz. Ani chishun keneged the whole kugel. But over here, if you have a little bit of flesh, kosher, of kosher milk that got mixed into a potato kugel, then it's enough shishim against the milk and shishim against the flesh. You don't need shishim against the whole piece of the kugel. Why not? So the Mechab and the Ramah both say, you don't say, even if you hold chaticha nas nevela, v'shari surim, that's only by anissa. You don't need shishim keneged, you don't say chaticha nas nevela by hatera. You don't need shishim keneged to carry over the milk. Why not? So the beer is, the whole din of chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim is just a formality that we impose on the calculation of shishim. We say it's not enough to calculate shishim keneged the yissa. You have to calculate shishim keneged the carrier of the yissa. So that's only when you need bittul. But by basa b'chodav, you don't need bittul, Taisus says. Whenever it's ain't a nice and tam, so the yissa doesn't get off the ground. And Taisus says, machriach it, because tipas chav shenaf la chaticha, how come if it's ain't a nice and tam, why is it mutter, I should be het to be het aloi bottle? So Taisus and the Rosh answer, no, it's not based on bittul over here. Derech bishol asatari, whenever it's ain't a nice and tam, so the yissa doesn't get off the ground. That's Rabbi Kevega has a famous tshuva. The Pesachim Tshuva made it famous. Pesachim Tshuva, the end of Simon Pei Zion, quotes this Tshuva's Rabbi Kevega, I think it's Simon Reish Zion, and Tshuva's Rabbi Kevega, Reish Vav, Reish Zion. He has Akasha, we have a din, Eim Avat Anisa L'chatfila. So if I have a bottle of Chazah Shmaltz and I'm cooking a big pot full of soup, I want to give my mother a heart attack, so I'll pour a little bit of Chazah Shmaltz in, and she's going to get aggravated, and I say, no, don't worry, I have Shishim against it, no problem. So that's a din, Eim Avat Anisa L'chatfila, you're not allowed to do that. What if my mother's cooking fleishiks and I'm going to pour 2 drops of milk in? So Tosis says, Tosis and the Rosh say that that's not based on bittul. The Issa doesn't get off the ground. You don't get the first base. You never left home base. It doesn't even start. You don't need bittul over here. It doesn't get off the ground. So there shouldn't be even an Issa. It should be mutar l'chatchila to pour a couple of drops of milk. You know it's not going to succeed in giving an asina stam. Rabbi Kevega says, is that possible to assume that that's mutar? How can it be? He doesn't think that that's mutter, but that's when he's working on that shiloh. So he says, on the level of the raisa, let's say, what's the din of eim avat anis l'chatchila? Is that a din the raisa or is that a din the rabbon? Eim avat anis l'chatchila. You're not allowed to pour a little bit of chazah shmaltz into soup, even though you know in advance that you're going to have well over shish. So the shach quotes that that's a machlokes. That's in Siman Tzadik Tes. Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of eim avat anis l'chatchila. Where's that? Siman Tzadik Tes Sif Hey. Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila. That's how the Mechaber writes. So the Shach of Katan Zion writes, all the Rishonim disagree with the Raivet. The Raivet holds Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila is a din d'oraisa, and we don't accept the Raivet's opinion. So let's say if you would hold Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila, if you hold like the Raivet, well, I have to see the Gemara, what it's based on Tzadik Chesam and Beis, how the Raivet read the Gemara, how all the other Rishonim read the Gemara. So the Raivet holds Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila is an Issa D'oraisa, and all the other Rishonim hold that Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila is only an Issa D'rabbanan. So let's say in this case, if you all like the Raivet, Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila would be an Issa D'oraisa, that would only be to pour little chazah shmaltz in a pot of soup, knowing in advance that you have shishim against it. Well, if I pour a little milk into a pot of flesh, so then Rabbi Kevega says, that's not going to be Eim Avat Anisa L'chatchila and Issa D'oraisa. No, Derech Bishul HaSatara. The Issa doesn't get off the ground. Even the Raivet will agree that there's no Issa D'oraisa there. But Mid Rabbanan, he thinks that it's also. Why? Rabbi Kevega says. Because Min HaTorah, it's only Osir to have Basa B'Cholof when the two are cooked together. What if the two are not cooked together? I'm going to have Fleishiks and drink milk at the same time. I'm eating Fleishiks and milkiks at the same time. So that's Min HaTorah, it's Mutter. There is no basar b'chol, but it's awesome in the Rabbanah to have basar v'cholov. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. The Issa derais is basar b'cholov. When the basar is nice and tam in the cholov, cholov is nice and tam in the basar. So that's called basar b'cholov. One is nice and tam and the other, derech bishul asatur. But Rabbi Kevega writes, but you know you're not allowed to have fleshits and milchits at the same time, even though one is not nice and tam and the other. So that's basar v'cholov with a vav. How is it called in Shulchan Aruch? Chilchas basar b'cholov with a base. And some Acharenim always write basa v'chala with avav. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that's not correct. That's only with the Rabbanim, basa v'chala. And on the level of the Raisa, it's basa b'chala with a base, not supposed to be with avav. So Rabbi Kevega says, on the level of the Raisa, it's only derech bishul asur Torah. But with the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to have fleshiks and milchiks together. So if you pour a little bit of milk into the pot of flesh, You are relying on bitl. On the level of the Raisa, you don't have to come on to bitl because you know it's not going to be nois and tam. So the Isa is not going to get the first base. So on the level of the Raisa, if you hold like the Raiva, the Reim about the Isa lachatchilas the din the Raisa, it won't be an Isa the Raisa over here. Because there's no Isa. If it's not nois and tam, the Isa doesn't get off the ground. But on the level of the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to have flesh and milk simultaneously. So you're pouring in milk, you're going to eat the flesh. You're pouring in milk, you know you're going to be eating flesh and milk simultaneously. So the answer is no, but you're going to be mevatla milk. So then on the level of the Rabbanon, you are relying on bitl. So with the Rabbanon it's also, you're not allowed to pour the milk into the flesh with the Rabbanon. We happen to paskin that the whole din of Eim Matan Isl Chatchila is always only an Isa de Rabbanon. But still, even that Isa de Rabbanon wouldn't apply over here to pour a little kosher milk into a kosher pot of flesh. It shouldn't really be an Isa of Eim Matan Isl Chatchila. If you'd only be working with the definition of Basa B'chol of their Isa, you're not doing any bitl over here. The Yisra doesn't get off the ground. The Yisra only begins if you have Derech Bishol. But with the Rabbanon, you don't need Derech Bishol. To have Fleshiks and Milchiks simultaneously is Basa Vichala with Avav. So you are relying on bitl vis-a-vis that there's no Yisra the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Kaveger drays about this. He works about this. How did they used to make cheese years ago? So he used to take rennet from a kosher behemoth. You can't use or kevas nevela because it's mamid with an Yisra. But if you use or kevas kshera, it is good. So why isn't it emavat and isa lechatchila to use or kevas kshera? Tosis holds if you use or kevas kshera, it'll be basa b'chol of the rabbanon. Kavush, it'll be mamit, so it'll be basa b'chol of the rabbanon. We don't paskin like that, Tosis. We paskin like the Rambam who quoted the Rimagash, the end of Simon Pei Zion, that dovra mamit only asks if it's isura. If it's a teres, it doesn't ask. So Rabbi Kivega discusses, so it's mutal lechatchila to do that? To be mamid b'or kevas kshera, there isn't a problem. Pouring a little bit of milk into a big pot of flesh, throwing a little bit of flesh into a big pot of milk, shouldn't there be an isa? Shouldn't there be some kind of an isa lechatchila? So in his tshuva, he works on this. That's the tshuva that the Pischei Tshuva quotes the last page in Simon Pei Zion. He quotes tshuva Rabbi Kivega. I think it's Reish Vav, Reish Zion. Got to look over there in the Pischei Tshuva.
So according to Tosfos, the steepest chavah that fell in, a tail that can be bottom of the Rabbanon?
What do you mean with the Rabbanon?
If it's awesome with the Rabbanon, you don't need bittle, that's just under the rice.
On the level of the rice, you don't need bittle.
But on the Rabbanon, you do need bittle. It's a tail of the tail.
It's a problem. It's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Okay. Maybe on the level of the Rabbanon, it's called the Isura. I don't know. That's a good kasha. You have to work on that. Rabbi Kivega works on that kasha, and that shuvah, he does work on that kasha. Tosfos has a kasha. When you have tzli, let's say someone is broiling, the Tosfos is on the bottom of Tzadik Vov, and the base going over to the top of Tzadik Zayin and Al. So we worked on this kasha. Let's say I'm broiling the Zela next to Shchuta, one next to the other. So we assume that Sli only asks his Kedei Netila. That's the Zadov Hashem, and then the Gemara says on the top line on Tzadik Zayin and Al, Shaina Chayla Dumefafeh. So the Ramah says we're always Choshish, but not Bikim. What's a Zadov Hashem? What's not a Zadov Hashem? So Rabbi's Choshish, maybe the Yisra is a Zadov Hashem, Dumefafeh Kedei Kula. But Miki Radin, even if you're choshish, it goes kedei kula, but you have to throw out the first kedei netila. Because mikra din, tzli only asks the first kedei netila. So Tosfos has this bomb of akasha. They have this eyes in akasha. If you have the tzli next to the shchuta, nevela next to the shchuta, so the nevela gives in the sinas time the first kedei netila. So if chaticha atzma nasis nevela applies to shari surim, so true aim boloi yaitzim chaticha lachaticha boloi reitev. So the bliya of nevela that went into the first kedei netila is not going to go right there because there's no reitev there. But the tam of this kedei netila has its own tam of flesh. This is going to go right there. Then the tam of the next kedei netila is going to go right there. So why don't you ask the whole thing? If you're chaticha atzma nasis nevela, so the tam of the nevela enters into the first kedei klipa. The tam of the nevela is not going to go further. Ein bolo yotze mechaticha lachaticha b'loi reitev. But the tam of the first kedei netila will go into the second. The tam of that tam is not going to go past kedei netila. But the tam of the flesh of the second kedei netila will go into the next one. So you go to the urn of wood. So why don't you ask the whole chaticha? That's Tosfos' kasha. on the assumption that yol chaticha nas nevela b'sharisum. If you don't hold chaticha nas nevela b'sharisum, so the kasha doesn't get off the ground. So there's no kasha to begin with. The Tosis is asking on the assumption that you do hold chaticha atzma nas nevela. Okay, so we gotta figure out what the answer is for tomorrow. Okay. You gotta finish the sentence tomorrow. Okay, we're still left off in the middle of the sentence.